Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber of Bethel Church in Tupper Springs, Ohio, where our mission is connecting people to God. I'm very excited to share the Word of God with you today because I believe God's Word is a powerful weapon designed by the Father to set the captives free. I trust the Holy Spirit will anoint this message and it will personally minister to you and set you free. God bless and enjoy this message. I'm just going to share a few words with you this morning. I'm going to read a couple of scripture because this is a glorious day. What a day it is to worship our living God, our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a day for us to celebrate. We celebrate every day that Jesus is alive, but this is a special day that we set aside to recognize that He came back to life. He defeated death and hell for us. Hallelujah. That's something to get excited about. I'm going to read out of Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Hallelujah. That's a good place to shout. Amen. Amen. The tomb, the stone was rolled away. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" Hallelujah. What a statement. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Because He's alive. He is not here, but is risen. Amen. Remember how He spoke to you when He was still in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered His words. Then they returned from the tomb, told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other mother with him, who told these things to the apostles. And the words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloth lying by themselves. And he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. Hallelujah. Peter, Jesus had told everyone, several times, "I'm going to go to Jerusalem, and the authorities are going, they'll take the Son of Man and they'll abuse Him. They'll crucify Him. They're going to hang me on a tree." He told them exactly what was going to happen to Him. And they just couldn't comprehend. But after His resurrection, they began to put all the pieces together, and they began to realize that that was His mission all along. You see, God was not caught off guard. The enemy sometimes thinks he has the upper hand. God allows him just enough rope to hang himself. And that's exactly what He did with Jesus. You see, Satan thought, "The Messiah, He's come. I'm going to kill Him, get rid of Him, and be done with Him." And that's exactly what God had planned. For the Messiah to die. For the Messiah to suffer for our sins. For the Messiah to defeat death and hell by coming back to life. Hallelujah. We celebrate that today. And we're going to celebrate it this morning as we partake of communion. And we're going to continue celebrating. We're going to have breakfast after this together. And for all who wants to stay. And then 10 o'clock service, we're going to come back together and just glorify the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to worship and enjoy this morning as we recognize our Savior is alive. I'm going to read out of 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul wrote this, and he said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which He was betrayed, took bread. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same manner, He also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. I want to tell you, we do proclaim the fact that he died on the cross for our sins, that he gave his body, he shed his blood. And we're going to do this until he returns, but I want everyone to know his return is very, very near. Prepare yourselves. Get ready. Jesus is coming back. There's no time to play games with God. It is now time to get very serious. The Lord Jesus Christ is just about to break that eastern sky and come back for his bride. Amen. The church. We believe that. And we trust that that's exactly what's going to happen in the near future. Get ready for it. And this is part of being ready for it. Partaking of the Lord's Supper, the communion, recognizing what he did, and reminding ourselves that he is our Savior. I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward now. And then I'm just going to ask everyone, will come forward. You can go row by row or the front seat, the second, and so on. And just come up front. Take the communion. You're welcome to take a few moments to pray and just seek the Lord. I'm going to bless the elements, and then I'm also going to bless our breakfast at the same time. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity this morning. This is a glorious day. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, Lord, for so many people this morning, Father, have put so much effort into the services this whole week. We thank you for all of them. We thank you for our children and their excitement, Lord, about serving you and glorifying your name. Lord, we bless this communion as we partake of it. And we thank you for the breakfast that we're about to have together as we fellowship. We're breaking bread together as the early church did on a daily basis. They broke bread. They fellowshiped. They talked of your word and your glorious power. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come forward.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob again. I pray you enjoyed this podcast. What a blessing it has been to have you join us on this social media platform. If you would like more information about Bethel, please check out our website at bethelchurch.community. You can also follow us on our Facebook page at Bethel Church, Tepper's Plains. Have a blessed day, and remember, love never fails.